Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello, how are you? I did see a movie. I know I can intuit what question you're going to ask me here. Mm-hmm. Did I see a movie? And I did. As I was saying before we went on the air, the two new movies that began last week, they were both horror films, and we chose unknowingly the one that was only going to be there for the week and then disappear. So that movie is called The Empty Man, and it's by a director, writer, filmmaker named David Pryor, who I have not heard of, and I'm not entirely sure anybody has heard of, but he was given the go-ahead to make this movie, and it was just panned so badly, so very, very badly. My go-to site, as you astute listeners will remember, is Rotten Tomatoes, and the Rotten Tomatoes tomato meter, which is how critics feel about the movies, was 17%.
Oh my goodness.
Which is terrible. I mean, you don't see 17% that often, but my goodness, this was just dreadful. But there were only, as it turns out, there were only 6 critics who actually went to see the movie, so 17% of those 6 critics thought it was just horrible. The audience score wasn't, frankly, a whole lot better. Again, a very small number, 55 audience members, and they gave it a 40%. It's I'm certainly not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because it is simply not there anymore, and you won't have an opportunity to see it unless perhaps it comes to one of the streaming services in the future. I have a feeling it may not, just because it was so poorly reviewed. But it's a horror film, and I personally found there were a few kind of interesting things about it. I wouldn't see it again, clearly, but it was not an absolute and total waste of time. Almost, but not quite. The other horror movie that we could have seen and didn't is called Come Play, and it's another horror movie which is in English. Bien joué, it's Come Play, about a kid who appears to be around 10 or so, and he is getting strange entities coming through his devices, such as a cell phone and iPad and stuff. And I thought, well, I think I will not see that one. But now I'm starting to regret a little bit that I didn't go to see that one instead of The Empty Man. At least it has stuck around for another week. So, as I mentioned last week, Slim Pickings, locally. Movies are being movies that were supposed to have come out in October, well, November, are being put back to Christmas and January and February. There's, I guess, in many cities, there are simply just not very many people showing up at the movie theaters. And it's always a little bit risky. But our local movie theater, the Maison de Cinema, is really very careful about safety. And I would not hesitate to say, go to the movies. Go, you'll wash your hands and wear a mask at least until you get into the theater, and be advised not to sit close to people unless they're part of your group. But honestly, until November 13th, and even then, there is actually only one movie which is opening on November 13th, and it's called Freaky, the name actor is Vince Vaughn, who many people know and enjoy, and he plays a serial killer who somehow trades personalities with a young woman and the trailers that I've seen make it look kind of amusing, something that one might, if you enjoy the kind of genre where you have people switching personalities, and there have now been quite a few of these movies made. Sometimes if you've seen one, you've kind of seen them all, but it is a kind of a cute conceit to have, okay, we're going to have a serial killer in this cute young teenager's body and a young woman in Vince Vaughn's body. So that's coming on November 13th. And until after that, and before that, there is nothing. It's literally nothing. After that, until November 20th, Zippo. Really, really, really hard to find a movie to go to here. I made a choice to go to the Empty Man last week because it was Halloween and it seemed appropriate, but ordinarily I would not have gone there. The only thing that is kind of coming up that looks interesting, and this is on November 20th, this is again a ways away, is called The Witches, and it's clearly a big budget movie. It stars Anne Hathaway and a number of other quite well known folks. And it's about witches, and it looks colorful and fun. What can I say? Beyond that, there is, let's see, nothing until November. Oh, this is new, actually. This is this wasn't on my radar last week. I think they just decided to release it in the theaters again. Is November 25th. It's the a cartoon called The Croods 2, Croods, Croods. And I must admit, I loved The Croods when it came out a few years ago, the first one. I thought this was one of the funniest cartoons in a long, long time, and adults and kids could get a lot out of it. So here's the sequel to The Croods. It's called A New Age. So I will, sight unseen, say, yes, I would recommend this one, just because the first cruise was just so much fun, and I would imagine this will be equally fun, and it's got some good voice actors. Ryan Reynolds, I believe, will return in this one, and Emma Stone, Craig T. Nelson. It is quite fun, but that's still a little ways in the future, not until November 25th. The next movies are actually only coming in December.
Oh, okay.
So we have a kind of a drought, kind of a movie drought here.
Mm-hmm.
But then come December, there is a movie called My Salinger Year, about a young woman who works for an agency that handles the affairs of J.D. Salinger, the well-known author. There's a movie, Death on the Nile, an Agatha Christie movie featuring Inspector Poirot, which is probably going to be entertaining. December 23rd, we have another edition of Top Gun that goes way back. Tom Cruise movie from, my goodness, I think it's the 80s at this point. So this is another sequel of some sort. And right on Christmas Day, they have kind of a blockbuster. It's a Wonder Woman movie featuring Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman. Ultimately, back in February and beyond, they've got The King's Man. It's just it's discouraging to see what isn't coming. And it's just every once in a while they sort of slip another movie in there that hadn't been part of the coming attractions at all. So that's kind of fun. Like The Croods, for example, that had not been on their site last year. So on November 13th, you can show up at the movie theater and see a movie called Freaky, A week later, there's another kind of a scary movie called Witches, although it looks like a good one. And that's kind of it. So this could be the time to park yourself in front of your big screen TV, if you have one, and go into one of the streaming services and get a movie from there. And there are, in fact, a number of really good movies and things on streaming services. One that I watched like a week ago was the Borat movie. It's the second Borat movie, and it's totally, totally outrageous and tasteless, but incredibly funny. So, again, if you're okay with the Borat genre, which is seems to be its own genre, Sacha Baron Cohen is, I think we can call him a bit of a genius. He's able to get away with so much in his movies. So the Borat movie is on Amazon Prime. And another show, which I watched, although not a movie, but very much worth watching, is a miniseries called The Queen's Gambit. And it's, I believe, 7 or 8 episodes, British. And it has to do with chess, which is something I don't really know very much about, but it's just so good. You really don't need to have a background in chess or even be terribly interested in chess to enjoy this particular miniseries. So that's two that I would recommend. One is Borat on Amazon Prime, and the other is on Netflix, and it's the Queen's Gambit. So having not much to recommend actually at the movies, I would say, there's still plenty of entertainment, but you don't have to go downtown, which is really kind of unfortunate because it is fun to go out and spend an evening at the movies, eat popcorn, maybe go for dinner and enjoy a good movie, but not this week. Anyway, so I guess that's about it for now.
Okay.
If you don't have streaming service, then you might consider investing in getting some TV that would be quality TV. And it's not horribly expensive, but it does cost some money.
Okay.
So that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks
that's
very
all
much.
I got to say.
Thanks very much,
okay.
Melanie. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.